Okay, it's very good to be back here in Indianapolis. It's very good to have a year under my belt, no longer a rookie, which is a good thing. I'm really excited about the progress the Kansas City Chiefs made last year, especially late in the year. I think just like I have a year under my belt and understanding kind of what the job entails now fully, the players at the same time understand what we expect as a staff and as a team. So, you know, I think a lot of progress was made in those areas, and finishing strong and especially our last game of the year, I think would be a real good thing for everybody involved. And then really excited about the additions I've been able to make to the coaching staff, adding to what I thought was already a strong staff and some quality coaches that we have in Mo Carthon and Gary Gibbs and others, and then being able to add Coach Weiss and Coach Grinnell, you know, that have obviously been talked about a bunch, but also Coach Emmett Thomas, I think it would be a really good addition for us. And you can feel that things are going in the right direction, and that's what I think has us all really encouraged and excited. So, any questions?
Coach, after LA was shipped out and really did all the things he back, what changed about your running game all of a sudden made it so productive last week?
Well, I think that number one, there was a lot of change going on with the team in general, so we were involved in a process of kind of getting to know how we were going to do it, the players getting to know how we wanted it done, and that takes time. But you know, I think once Jamal got in there, he had himself ready to go, you know, because he had some opportunities early in training camp and preseason and even when the season started, and he wasn't quite there yet. But when he got the big opportunity, he was ready to go and took it and ran with it, pardon the pun, but each week he raised the bar, and that's another thing that's got everybody excited. You know, when you see a guy do the things that he did and continue to raise the expectations, for instance, you know, there was talk during the season with some of our local guys of, you know, how many touches a game can this guy get, and we started out saying 15 to 19, you know, and he ended up surpassing that, you know, and ended with his best game of the year in the last game. So, again, I just think the guy had prepared well and then seized the opportunity when it came, and everybody's excited about the future with Jamal running the football.
Do you guys talk about trying to get him some help this offseason? I mean,
yeah, one way or another, you know, we need to give him some help because, you know, he's 200 pounds soaking wet, and though he knows that's something he's working on, and you know, he knows this is a critical offseason, but I just think in this day and age, you have to, you know, you have to give somebody some help or the time will be short. Well, I won't get into any of that, but, you know, all of our free agents or just about all of them are guys that, you know, we're talking to and would like to have part of the team. So Chris was a guy that came in, you know, midway through the year and really did some good things for us. So, there's a handful of those guys, or the majority of them, I would say, that we're, you know, talking to and would like to be part of the team.
What playbook is Charlie going to be working on? Is it a merger?
It'll be our playbook. You know, the great thing about where we're at right now is the familiarity, Chris. You know, as I've said a bunch of times, Charlie and I shared about a 6x6 office back in New York, and we learned under the same mentors and the same offensive philosophy. So, you know, over the years, as you go different directions, you know, it gets diluted and the system, you know, there's things added, and which is just natural and it happens with any system. But what we've been working really hard is kind of getting back to the basis of the system as we knew it even back then, and really trying to clean up and again, getting back to the purest form of our system that we believe in. So, you know, the continuity there is just tremendous, Chris. I mean, and it's refreshing. You know, we sit in there, and you got a lot of bright guys that I'm not putting myself in that group, but there are a lot of those guys that are bright that it's fun, and we're having fun with it. So I would say that's the best way to term it, our playbook, and again, a bunch of coaches that's what they know. Though they may know other systems, that's what they know and believe in most. And again, that's what's kind of exciting.
Coach, you get a chance to address the success of tackles in this draft yet? Have you seen Brandon Alves' future from the right side still to the left?
Brandon is a guy for us this year that I think another, you know, not a lot different than Jamal, and is a guy that made progress throughout the year. He, this time of year, when we got ready to roll an off season, he wasn't in the best of shape, and then he put his nose to the grindstone and got himself into a position to compete, and you know, he had his ups and downs, there's no doubt about it, but continued to show signs of progress, and he's a high character guy that I think really cares about football, which is the types of guys we're looking for. So you know, I think the sky's the limit for Brandon and what he's capable of for us. I know at that position, the wide receiver position, we have to be better. You know, that was, if you could point, without placing blame, but if you could go through our season and things that kind of got it, or situations in games that ended up hurting us, drop balls were a major issue. It wasn't only the receiver position, but, you know, that's their job, is to catch the ball, and that's an area that we have to improve in. I've talked a bunch to Dwayne since the season's ended, and I think he's got his expectations where they have to be, you know, which is high, and he knows that he needs to be better, and I think that as long as he's thinking that way and understands what the big picture is, that he'll come into this offseason better than he was last offseason, and then you that's the way you get ahead of the bar. But again, I think the important thing with Dwayne is his expectations are high, and he knows he has to be a better player to be what he wants to be and to help make this team a great team. So again, I'm encouraged by Dwayne. I'm not tempered at all. I think his mind's in the right place. I think when you have unique ability guys, you know, that have some of those qualities, that it's an advantage to whoever has those players. You know, as we went through the year with Jamal, there were times he was split outside, and you know, I know against the San Diego Chargers, he caught a go route on a double move on one of the top corners, I believe, in the league, and looked like a receiver doing it. So when you get guys with some unique abilities like that, that can do multiple things. You know, we didn't, you know, we ran a couple wildcat snaps with Jamal, you know, but really didn't ever, you know, push it much further than that. But he's got a unique skill set that I think anybody that's into offense gets excited about. And when you see some of these guys, like, you know, McCluster you're talking about, that have really good production in multiple areas, you know, they have a unique skill set that, you know, you'd be excited to try to utilize.
What do you do in terms of acquiring or addressing the 3-4 in those top positions during the draft position, maybe the top guys want to be there, all the teams in terms of Anthem or whatever those guys are becoming available on a limited free agent market? So are you talking about how to address that position?
Well, we've got a couple nose tackles on the roster, and so we need to have those guys continue to improve, and again, we've got a core of guys on this team in general that I think we can go forward with and just add some talent around. But when you win four games, you obviously have needs in a lot of different areas. So for us to specify one particular need or another, I think, you know, we just need to add good football players, you know, that like to play and that have ability and continue and think the way that we believe the guys have to think, and then we'll continue to improve.
So there's not an in-house.
Again, with four wins, we got a lot of needs, and just try to get the best ones we can get. That's all, to me, hypothetical. You know, we won't know. No matter what I say, we won't know till a couple years down the road. But, you know, there's a lot of guys here that look hungry, and are, a lot of them are working out, which is good. You know, they're rising up to the competition. So it's always an exciting time of the year. I think Matt, throughout the year, you know, he had ups and downs like all of us, but the thing about Matt is that he did continue to improve. You know, he continued to go in this direction, which is good. He's an extremely tough guy and mentally tough, because it was not an easy year to be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he withstood that onslaught. He didn't show any signs of cracking. He's working his butt off right now. He's into football. I think he's got the ability to continue to get better. And I just know he's really excited. And when you get a tough-minded guy like that, just being around, you know, long enough, you know that those guys generally will find a way to succeed. And I think that's what Matt's going to do. The Cleveland game in particular. I don't know. You know, he did a lot of good things throughout the year, and I talked about the drops, and when you have as many drops, we led the league in drops. When you have that amount of drops, it has an effect on everybody, but directly has an effect on the quarterback. So, again, as Matt's head coach, I'm excited about the direction he's going, and I know he's excited, and we just need to continue to get the players we have better and coach them better and add some to the mix. And I think, again, we'll start to see the improvement that we want to see. Just want good football players, however we get them. The more, the better. So, players. So, doesn't that's again? I'll take them however they come. Yeah. Again, I think any position would be open to address in some form or another. Now, it may be to get a guy to develop. You know, that to be a, you know, to step into the role at some point. So, again, across the board, we have needs, and I think that's only natural, and we just have to do a good job of finding as many good football players as we can get, however we get them, and then, you know, work them into our system and our way of doing things. And again, then that's the way it works, and you just stay with the plan. Coach Parcells has always told me, to be an effective, you know, a good coach in the NFL, you have to know personnel, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. So I'm very fortunate, again, to be raised by the man I was raised by, who I think was pretty good at finding, you know, guys that could play football. So I enjoy this time of year a bunch, and I'm happy again that this time of year, we're really on full scramble mode, probably trying to fill six or seven spots on the staff. So really didn't get to enjoy this process, you know, or get into it as much as I would have liked to. So you know, we're in a much more settled position where you can really put your head into finding players, which is fun for me.
Take one more question.
Yeah, Glenn's another guy similar in talking to Brandon Albert that came into the offseason not in the shape that he wanted to be or we would expect him to be, and it was an uphill battle early on for Glenn because he was, you know, he was fighting from the start. But what he did was he continued to fight. He got himself into much better football condition, and then stepping into a situation that was new to him, I thought he handled it very well, and we were clearly a better team when he was playing than when he wasn't. So he missed a couple games late that we missed him pretty dearly, I would say. So, you know, I think Glenn, this is a big year, big off season for him also, as it is for a bunch of the guys. But I think his mind's in the right place, and he wants to be a top player, and again, I think when the players think in that way and has his expectations where they need to be, you have a chance.